are here at the 2018 AXFI Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Look who I ran into, Mr. Ron Shevlin. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime, anytime. Hey, you've been here for like a day and a half or so. How's the show going for you so far?
You know, some really interesting things. I don't know if you caught the FinTech Speed killer thing. And there were some really interesting presentations. I think some things that credit unions should really be looking at, adding on as services like the price check thing.
Whatever. Price of ROTC?
Yeah. And the knock-knock product was really epic. That win the competition.
They won next. Nacuso's next big idea as well. Yeah. So Keith's on a roll.
Yeah, sure. So there was some really good stuff in that session. And then there were some things that I thought were really good. And there were some things that got me a little mad, but let's not talk about that
one. We'll keep that off the record, all right?
Keep that one off the record.
Hey, but you wanted to talk about reinventing the checking account. This is something that could be semi-controversial because people have been talking for years that writing checks is on the decline and why do we even need them anymore and that type of stuff. What's your take on reinventing the checking account?
Yeah, reinventing the checking account has absolutely nothing to do with checks.
Oh, okay.
The decline in checks has been happening for a long time, and despite the precipitous decline in the number of checks we as consumers write, checking accounts haven't gone away. In fact, we still measure bankedness as whether or not you have a checking account. But there's some things going on here, Mike. Do you have you're a self-employed kind of guy, so you might not have a health savings account. Do you have a health savings account?
I don't, actually.
22 million Americans or so have a health savings account. I have one. Note to HR person, let's get that health plan fixed. Thank you very much. And by the end of this year, there'll be more than $44 billion sitting in health savings accounts, more than triple the amount that was in those accounts 6 years ago. Now, I don't expect anybody else to ever think like this, but you ever wonder, like, where does that money come from?
Yeah.
And the reality is that it comes out of your checking account. And actually, more and more, it's diverted from your checking account during the direct deposit process. They don't put money into the health savings account. It automatically goes there. And that's just one example of a much broader trend called deposit displacement. The displacement or the diversion of funds away from the traditional checking account into other types of accounts. So let me give you some other examples of deposit displacement. I'm sure you've heard for years the numbers around Venmo's adoption in terms of users and transaction volume. But what you might not have heard is that Venmo users have more than $2 billion just sitting in their accounts. And that's $2 billion that used to sit in their checking accounts. For people who use Apple's P2P service, that money doesn't go back into the checking account. It sits in what is effectively an Apple prepaid debit card. And I think that deposit displacement from P2P could actually reach tens of billions of dollars. Consumers are very interested in using tools like PayPal and Apple, Google, and Venmo, and would use it as a prepaid debit card, not a prepaid, but a regular debit card if they could. As a matter of fact, PayPal's out there now marketing a MasterCard. Also, displacement coming from the merchants themselves. You a Starbucks drinker?
My wife is, so I buy her coffee all the time.
She has the mobile app?
I do. I buy it for her.
Okay, you got money on that app?
I do.
Yeah, a lot of other people do too. In fact,
just sitting
Starbucks
there.
Has got easily $2 billion sitting in what are effectively deposits, money that's not in your checking account. You know who's got the fastest growing mobile payment app?
I thought it was Starbucks, but it must be somebody else.
The fastest growing would be Walmart. And you didn't even think Walmart customers had a smartphone, did you? They do.
I won't go there, Ron.
They do. They do. Fastest growing. So the merchants are learning that this is a successful model, and people are more than comfortable taking that $50, taking that $100 a month, a week, whatever it is that they're going to spend, putting it into that mobile app and let it sit there.
I am.
Then there's the displacement that's coming from the robo-advisor tools. Consulting firm A.T. Kearney estimates that by 2020, there'll be more than $2 trillion sitting in robo-advisor accounts. Now, that is a huge business opportunity for credit unions, but it's also a threat because Kearney estimates that about half of that, $1 trillion, is going to be funded through money that's sitting today in deposit accounts. So, and even if that's off by 50%, we're still talking about a lot of money. So not only is that deposit displacement, I mean, that's business displacement. You've got to be really cautious about, you know, worrying about where the relationship's going. And then, of course, there's the potential threat from Amazon and what they might do. When I interviewed consumers at the end of last year, I asked them if Amazon came out with a checking account, and it was bundled with services like cell phone damage protection and identity theft protection, and cost $5 to $10 a month, well, what would you do? And more out of 4 out of 10 millennials said that they would open up that account. But Mike, here's the important point about that. I didn't just ask them, would you open it or not? I asked, what would you do with your existing checking accounts? And 3/4 of that number, and in fact, 3/4 of the percentage of any generation that said they were interested in that Amazon account, said that they would open it in addition to their existing checking account. So credit unions aren't necessarily going to see a lot of attrition if Amazon got into that business. What they're going to see is deposit displacement. So what's happening is that we all get all this deposit displacement, but what it's really doing is diminishing the importance of the checking account in the financial lives of consumers. We still have checking accounts, but in effect, they've become, I like to use this term, they become paycheck motels. Temporary places for people's money to stay before it moves on to bigger and better places. Paycheck motels. So the challenge for credit unions and banks as well, but really for credit unions because they're very focused on building that retail business and getting that relationship, is really rethinking what the value of the checking account is. So as many credit unions are out there, you know, trying to push the checking account and thinking it's the anchor product in a relationship, it's not the anchor product. It's simply a place where people are temporarily parking money. So the idea is to really rethink and reinvent what the checking account is as a product. And I've seen a number of credit unions who've been very successful and are continuing to be, you know, starting off this path of bundling additional services like cell phone damage protection, identity theft protection. You know, and that's why some of the things we saw yesterday in the speed rounds with like the price check and the night. See, those are the types of things that the credit union should be thinking about. How do I create a set of value around this thing called a checking account? Because if there's any lesson to be learned from the Amazon data that I shared, it's not that people want to bank with Amazon. People want these other services and are happy to take a checking account if that's what it takes to get a good deal on these other services. That's the thinking that credit unions
have. Well, isn't that what Prime is all about as well? Because you're more than happy to pay that subscription or that fee for the added benefits that you get. So it's kind of almost a little bit of apples and oranges, but it's still semi the same thing.
Yeah, and I would guess that an Amazon, if they were to get into banking and checking accounts, would simply say, okay, you're spending $99 a year for Amazon Prime. For $109 a year, we'll throw a checking account in with that. And I got to believe, you know, half the Prime customers would do that.
All over it.
But here's another thing that caught my eye this week. It was Digit, I think it was. You know, the savings tool that automates savings, you know, takes a little bit of money out every week based on the algorithm, came out with a debit card. Said that they signed up 100,000 users within 3 or 4 days. Mike, what's the lesson to be learned there? To me, the lesson is savings utility is the new checking account. It's about utility. And that, sure, it's not going to appeal to everybody. But to a certain set of people, well, they're looking for more utility and value out of that account. And it's not even about the account anymore. It's about whatever service or utility is involved there. So that's why I'm on this push to get credit unions to think about how do you reinvent the checking account. It's not proving out to be the anchor core product that builds the relationship, because it's about utility, it's about value, about other services that people are using to spending money on, and tying that in with a checking account. So that's the message I wanted to get across today.
How do you lead them to that water? How do you lead them to that water to drink that, to get them to make that a more utilitarian, make it a more valuable account? How do you do that? I'm sure there's a few out there that are doing it, but the overwhelming mass, they're not doing it yet.
Consumers or credit unions?
Credit unions. Offer it to their members.
Yeah. First thing I'd say is take a look at your internal numbers and see how good your cross-sell ratios are. Stop looking at attrition and retention. That's not the value there. But look at the deposit flows. Look at where, you know, do the analysis. Number one, how well are you actually cross-selling non-deposit products to your checking account customer base or member base? I did that survey, did that with consumers on a broad scale,
yeah,
and can tell you that the mega banks are pretty much kicking everybody else's butt on that. Credit unions are in second place, the big regional banks third, and the credit unions, the community banks rather, distant fourth. But the mega banks are doing a great job of putting their credit cards in the hands of their checking account customers, doing better than pretty much everybody else, and getting mortgages and other types of loans, especially investment accounts. So number one is really start to look, do the analysis. If you're a credit union CEO, are you really building that relationship with your checking account base members? Number two, what's the revenue flow look like? One of the challenges I think a lot of credit unions face in kind of making this transition is I'm really advocating getting rid of free checking. The value isn't there, but now you get a lot of boards who, we're not going to do that. But it's about value.
But if there's a value add there, it's going to pay for itself.
The value add, right. So the economics, you've got to start looking at that. And we're starting to realize that the challengers, and I don't mean challenger banks or neobanks, but just the challengers in this space are not necessarily the other, community banks in the area, but they are companies like Venmo and PayPal, which is one company, I shouldn't have said that separately. But, it's these newcomers who are kind of carving out little niches and attracting a customer base because of that, the utility they provide, and finding that that's enough to leverage a deeper relationship.
Totally.
And I think the message is the checking account as it exists today is not doing a good job of building or establishing the basis for a broader relationship.
It sounds like it's a stagnant product right now, where you could actually add these things to it, which would make it more viable, more, dare I say, exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is a kind of boring product, but the interesting thing is my oldest daughter's in her late 20s when she first graduated college. Her first question was, do I even need a checking account? And dad, being an old guy, was like, yeah, you still kind of do. But rethinking what that value proposition is. But really more so, Mike, I think, is getting out of the mindset that this is the core or anchor product of a relationship. It's not, and that's the big thing that needs to get changed in the minds of a lot of credit union execs.
Very cool. Yeah, I think credit unions are looking for an edge somewhere because of all the competition out there. So I think this is one way to do it.
Yeah.
Ron, thank you very much for this. I always enjoy your take. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Having me.
Appreciate the time, man.